This episode is, in fact, brought to you by the good people at BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace and distribution site. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 706. Today we hear from Ian, who asks,
there are lots of writers' websites with lists of filler words. After a quick search of one of my own documents, I was surprised to see how much I used them. I try to write as unselfconsciously and conversationally, and as speedily, as possible, so I don't mind too much at this stage of my development. But is this something that we can control, or is it just something to check for at the editing phase after completing a work?
Well, if you're writing conversationally, you're going to have filler words. That's part of what marks a conversational style. It's generally good style not to let them get away from you. You can, in fact, train yourself out of it, so that at least so you're not doing it automatically. And you do that by, during editing, noticing words that you tend to use a lot. Gail Carriger calls them writer's tics. Words and phrases that you use as a sort of emotional or linguistic baseline to bounce off of. Those are the kinds of things that it is sometimes worth training yourself out of, training yourself to notice when you're using them so you can say, is this the right one to have it here? Or is this too many times? Is this not doing the job I want it to do? So the problem with stock phrases and filler words is that if you use them enough, they become meaningless through repetition. So if you want to keep your vocabulary and style sharp, you want to master your writer's tics and make them part of your deliberate arsenal rather than something that you're sort of wading through to get to the story. So yes, you can control it, and one of the ways you control it is by noticing it in the editing phase. You don't want to become reliant on having your edits be the way that you prevent them from creeping in. You want your edits to reveal to you what to do better next time. So that would be my advice on that. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.